You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Big K Morning Show. For a long time now, you've heard about affordable housing in the city. And we're going to do a reality check. Inclusionary zoning is what it's called, a housing strategy to increase Pittsburgh's supply of affordable units that would require portions of new housing developments that there is a percentage are affordable to low-income residents. What does that actually mean? We are joined by, I consider somebody who's a visionary, who has been for many years in our town, from Walnut Capital. Todd Reedbord is with us on our live stream. You can go to kdkradio.com and see Todd, thanks to Metropolitan Window Company, and check out our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Nice to see you.
I'm going to rely on you to kind of frame this for people listening so that they understand what's going on here, because we're at an important crossroads. We hear about all this infrastructure and all the people they're trying to attract to our region and the effort to create affordable housing. But in the reality of what you do every day, where do we stand?
Well, again, I think that the word affordable housing is a little bit of a misnomer sometimes. People... My dogs are barking. I apologize that.
No, that's okay. That what's your dog's name?
We have Thunder and Magic here.
Nice.
They just finished their walk. Sorry about that. No, you know, affordable housing is a little bit of a misnomer because it's used by different people in different contexts. I think the average Pittsburgher, when they think of affordable housing, they think of good quality housing in neighborhoods that they want to live in, that they could own and buy and generate generational wealth. The technical definition of affordable housing that's sometimes used in these inclusionary zoning legislation is something different from that. It's rental housing. It's for people below a certain average median income, people that are in stressful situations, often have other issues with their ability to get a good quality job. They might have childcare issues. They might have mental health issues. They may have family issues. Those people need to be given lots of assistance taken care of. But the sort of one-size-fits-all trying to push it on the private developers doesn't appear to be effective anywhere across the country. And I think that for some reason, the Gainey administration, the one that's going out of office now, doesn't understand that. I do believe that the new O'Connor administration coming in, the people that are surrounding Cory O'Connor, do understand that and understand that it takes more than just pushing the button, the easy button for affordable housing to enact inclusionary zoning.
That said, there have been many projects that have stalled because of this downtown and around certain neighborhoods. Is there a possibility they could find a way to, you know, help people who need help, but yet not inhibit construction?
I believe there is. I believe there are good quality solutions that involve not just the private development community, but we have great resources in this city. One, we have the Housing Authority. The Housing Authority of the City of Pittsburgh is a fine organization. It's set up exactly to do what we need, which is provide affordable housing for the people on the lower end of the income scale who need the most help. So we need to reinvigorate the Housing Authority, which I think the O'Connor administration is committed to do. The second is we have great developers in this city that do specialize in affordable housing and have the resources and the skills necessary to provide all the services to people that need affordable housing, including the social services. Groups like Action Housing, like Beacon Communities, they want to provide affordable housing. They can be incentivized to do that. We're market rate developers. We can do it. We're not good at it. It's not our business. We are better at providing housing for people that are moving here from other parts of the country or other parts of the world for some of the newer jobs that created. That's the market segment that we're in. But trying to combine those all together, in my opinion, has not worked in any other cities. When you look around the country and you see what other cities have done and failed, they have reached the same conclusion that I have, is that the only way to make affordable housing work is to use all the resources that you have, not to put the burden on just the private development community.
We're with the founding partner and president of Walnut Capital, Todd Reedbord. That said, do you think you can get the changes you need with the new administration quickly enough to move forward on your projects?
We really do believe we can. I mean, there's been this, you know, as we reported recently in the press, there was a lawsuit started by the Builders Association immediately after the mandatory inclusionary zoning was enacted. It's been stalled in the courts a little bit. The city has kind of dragged their feet, in my opinion, trying to argue sort of periphery matters. I think it's now before the court. I think that, you know, based on our understanding and our lawyers' understanding, that the ordinance as currently drafted by the city is unconstitutional and really doesn't work. So I'm believing that, you know, this can all be put aside. And when the new O'Connor administration comes in January, they can hit the ground running. One thing we know about Cory O'Connor, he's experienced. He knows what he's been around the city. He knows what works. He's been through the neighborhoods. He represented Hazelwood. He represented parts of Squirrel Hill. He knows what can work in this city. And I believe the people that will surround him can get going, and we can get these projects back on track, as well as providing the necessary affordable housing for the people most in need.
Yeah, and the lawsuit you referenced started in 2022, and want people to understand, you're talking about the Builders Association of Metropolitan Pittsburgh. That's more than 400 builders, realtors, developers, architects here in Western Pennsylvania. So that's a force. But as you also know, Todd, getting things through the courts is an additional challenge. But it sounds like we're coming close to some kind of solution.
We do believe so. Again, the people voted last May in the primary. They elected a new Democratic nominee who had different views than the current administration. We believe that's what most of the people in the city of Pittsburgh want and see the future of the city of Pittsburgh. So we're excited about that opportunity.
That said, for those that don't know, Walnut Capital has been around. And when I say you're a visionary, Bakery Square is kind of the crown jewel. But that's not the only thing you guys have done.
Yeah, we've been around over 25 years now. You know, we've created a lot of opportunities for new housing. We've brought a lot of new residents to the city of Pittsburgh. As you mentioned, Bakery Square, we have our AI Horizons conference coming next week, where we'll probably have 600 to 900 people there focused on AI and the economy of AI for the city of Pittsburgh, which, again, we think the future of the city of Pittsburgh is to grow. You know, one time we had 700,000 people in our city. We only have less than 300,000 now. So our challenge in my career going forward and for the city of Pittsburgh is how do we grow and how do we grow responsibly? And we believe the new AI economy is one of the vehicles where Pittsburgh can outshine all other cities in the country.
Yeah, and that's next Thursday and Friday at Bakery Square. Governor Shapiro will speak Thursday afternoon, Senator McCormick on Friday afternoon. And we kind of keep the momentum going from this $90 billion we hear will be spent in the state of Pennsylvania. So the future.
This is real investment. This is real investment. This is investment that creates jobs. This is investment that creates economic growth for everybody, for all segments of the economy. So we believe in this. We believe in the new economy for Pittsburgh. And we're very excited that our, you know, bipartisan support. We have our governor, Democratic governor, who we support very strongly. We have Senator McCormick, a Republican senator who lives right here in the city, just a few miles away from Bakery Square, who we support strongly. So when bipartisanship works in Pennsylvania, we think we can make it happen.
Todd, appreciate the time. Keep on doing what you do.
Thanks, Larry. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good to see you. That is Todd Reedbord. who is a founding member and president of Walnut Capital, because they have done so many things. You know Bakery Square, Aaron. That was kind of, it was the old Nabisco plant, for those that don't know, along Penn near Wilkinsburg and where it meets Fifth Avenue. And they've turned that into a destination place, and it has changed the community there in a big way.
I used to live down the street from Bakery Square, and I have to say, I don't feel like I utilized that area or even treasured it as much as I could have when I lived there. They have watch parties for TV shows in, what's it called, the galley?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have outdoor seating. I mean, it's really been great for younger generations because they can get some food, you know, whatever they want, while also getting together with friends. It's great.
I have a feeling, though, the city will make a turn with, you know, investment in construction here in the near future. And one of the visionaries with his Esplanade development that's going to be on the Ohio River, just beyond Rivers Casino, 15 acres, is Lucas Pyatt. And Lucas is one of our hometown heroes, our Visionary Lifetime Achievement Award. And then we also have Jerome Bettis, who needs no introduction in this town.
Right.
Right?
Not at all. But yeah, Esplanade is one of the things I am looking forward to most.
Because of the Ferris wheel.
I swear, that is it for me.
Well, the guy that invented the Ferris wheel, Ferris, is from here. So that makes
had
sense.
To do it.
This
yeah.
is the town that should have one. A lot of towns do this.
Right.
You know, where they end up putting a permanent Ferris wheel structure, which actually debuted at the World's Fair, I think in Chicago back in the day. It was like revolutionary, like you can imagine.
Right.
For people
to
ride
the first time seeing that
Ferris wheel. But that Esplanade is going to be a major upgrade to the region and utilizing the river.
I was going to say, it reminds me of, you know, going to, you know, when you say to someone, oh, I'm going to Maryland, we're going out to the pier. Or in Chicago, I went to the pier. It's nice that we'll have something like that here.
They hope to make it a destination place, mm-hmm. and I think they will. So Jerome Bettis and Lucas Pyatt will be recognized at our Hometown Heroes event. That's Wednesday, October 15th at Rivers Casino's Event Center. And still time. Got to get your nominations in this week. If you know somebody in the community doing something extraordinary in the past year, go to kdkradio.com and get your nominations in for our Hometown Heroes. We'll recognize five people, maybe not as famous as Jerome, but just as important to the community.
Yes.
All right. I just saw Travis Kelce, who, if you don't know, is now engaged to Taylor Swift.
Fiancéed.
Do you know, and he and his brother have a podcast. It's very popular, mm-hmm. mostly because he's Taylor Swift's boyfriend now, you know, fiancé.
Right.
This is the first time he spoke publicly since we found out they were going to get married. This is Travis Kelce.
And I appreciate everybody that reached out and sent something and all the posts and all the excitement that's been going on. It's been really fun telling everybody who I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with.
There. Is that sweet, Aaron?
You know, I don't know if you have seen this, but he had a long-term girlfriend for about 5 years on and off before Taylor Swift.
Uh-oh.
And they were very serious. And, you know, everyone's...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Paying attention to her, like, oh, how does she feel, this and that. But it's interesting seeing him talk, like even hearing him say who I'm going to be spending the rest of my life with. It's just interesting for the internet to see this version of him, where he was kind of a different version of himself with this other girl, which they say happens, right?
Yes. And I'm sure it's like being Pete Best, the guy that was one of the original Beatles who mm-hmm. they booted out and then they got famous.
It's like, oops, yeah. I mean, sometimes it's minor changes, but major in terms of who you're going to live your life with like that, that make all the difference.
And this has to make you feel good because you shared a very personal story this week about your parents. After 15 years of divorce, they're mm-hmm. going to remarry.
Yes. Really, really one of those once in a lifetime scenarios. It's very strange in the best way possible.
That is really, when you told that story, man, that was awesome.
Yeah.
So your parents, did they pick a date yet?
Yeah. I think they're getting married October 18th.
This year.
Well,
see, I'm glad they're not waiting like three years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, now people, when they get engaged,
it's this long production
right,
and a huge thing.
Then you got to do the boys' weekend.
Absolutely not. Yeah. My brother goes to chiropractor school in November. They wanted to do it while he was here. Not that he can't travel back, but once he's in it, he wants to kind of be able to focus. So they want to do it before he leaves. And also, as I said, they co-parented so well. They've never gone 6 months without being, you know, they're around each other constantly. So really, they were like, all we needed was a few intentional months of actually reacquainting ourselves with each other, and that's it.
So basically, the timing is they've become empty nesters,
mm-hmm.
and now they're like, well,
hey,
and you're helping
you over there
pick out a ring.
Mm-hmm. And I looked at dresses with my mom yesterday.
That is so cool. It really is.
It's crazy,
Aaron. That's special.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to advise that you buy a Powerball ticket for them and give it to them
as a gift.
Yeah, $1.7 billion, $770 million if you take the cash.
Ooh.
And how are you going to spend it?
Yeah. I mean, for them, empty nesters, I'd suggest go ahead. I mean, for me, I'd have several different things. If I gave it to my parents or gave them a portion, why don't you just take a few years, go travel the world? Your kids are grown.
Anyway.
You really dreaming about that?
No, it's just so astronomical. But I will admit, when you buy the ticket, you're like, yeah, you know,
it'd be so nice.
God, I'll give you a half if you just, you know, just God, this will be between us. I'll give you more than half. This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Thursday at this time, we check in with a good friend, Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. And you can see Dr. Mike on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our new KDK Radio YouTube page. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Hope you had a good holiday weekend. I know you had the whole family in. Do you make your world-famous pizzas?
Well, no, not those, but maybe world-famous hot dogs and hamburgers. What do you think of that?
I kind of like that. I'm for that. All right, let's get to the questions. You have a lot of followers. Brian in Bellevue says, Dr. Mike, our cat Pumpkin keeps sneaking out under our Bellevue porch. Any advice for keeping indoor cats safe when they go outside?
Yeah, that's a scary one, because if they get loose, then you have to worry about the cars, the predators, and losing them. And make sure they have permanent identification. Those microchips are wonderful just in case that cat gets off so that he can be found. That's what you hope for. But they do have cat harnesses that are very safe if they're secure for short walks if you want to take your cat. I see people doing it. I don't know if my cats would be okay with a harness, but you can try it. Practice in-house. And then certainly they have those enclosures, those that we call them, I think they call them catios. They're just like porch-like enclosures where you can put them outside or onto the porch and don't have to fear them getting away, which is fantastic. And then they can enrich themselves by watching things. And they also have window perches that you can put in into windowsills where they can go out. They can be enriched by watching the birds. Maybe that's torture. I don't know. But that would be another idea that you could try, Brian.
Why do they have such personalities that are so different from dogs? You know, they're really amazing creatures, and they can be very aloof, as if, don't bother me, Mr. Man.
Yeah.
Right?
I just love those independent personalities until they want to be petted.
But from Fox Chapel, John wants to know, Doc, my family enjoys exploring the Allegheny County trails. Are there any signs of Lyme disease that I should watch for after hiking with my dog, Luna? In other words, that's a great question, and I know you get asked this all the time. We joke about TikTok that we have here, but when would you know your pet is experiencing issues from tick bites like Lyme disease?
You know, I do like that question. So you don't have to worry if you went on a hike today. It takes 36 to 48 hours after a tick bites your dog for it to transmit Lyme disease. So search your dog, look for ticks, you know, do the best you can. Make sure they're on a monthly tick prevention, something that kills those ticks if they do bite your dog, so that hopefully you don't have to deal with Lyme disease. But the signs of Lyme disease are swollen joints, extreme lameness, fever, you know, kind of flu-like symptoms. They're very, very, they do very poorly. Luckily, only about 10% of the dogs that contract Lyme disease actually exhibit those signs. The rest of them are non-clinical, meaning that their immune system takes care of it. But see your vet if you're questioning anything like that. But those would be the typical symptoms. There was a picture from North Park again last week. It was on Facebook. I think a lot of people saw it because a lot of people commented to me. You know, there was at least 1,000 ticks in this picture that was on a dog. And it's just amazing, just taking a walk, how many ticks you could pick up. So please be careful out there. It's a real threat.
Well, Doc, I think about you every single time I walk out. If I'm in the grass, if I'm on a trail, even on a sidewalk in North Park, I think, oh, Dr. Mike said, and I didn't spray that Listerine thing on the bottom of my legs here. So I'm just curious, before we move on, how does this tick medicine work on animals? How does that work?
Well, it uses the dog's bait. I use NexGard, which is a chewable for our dogs. On cats, there's NexGard combo. It's a topical. We don't have a chewable for cats that I feel is safe. But what happens is it uses the animal for bait. When it bites the animal, it dies. And so it paralyzes the tick, essentially, is how it works. It works against their nervous system. So it's a very effective product, and I do recommend it, especially where we live. And I recommend it year-round because you get into the winter, and we've talked about this all winter long. Any day above 32 degrees, even if there's snow on the ground, those ticks will come up and look for a blood meal. And they're a nightmare. And you were talking about those nightmares going out into the woods. Even when I see the branches hanging over, you know, as I'm walking through, I start thinking, I got to come out here with a chainsaw and cut these branches away because of the ticks.
I know. It's unbelievable. It's like a horror film. All right. Yeah. Tammy in Mount Lebanon wants to know, Dr. Mike, our new kitten Ziggy loves to climb screens and windows. Is there a safe way to discourage this behavior and keep him protected indoors? Grateful for your advice.
You know, they're little mountaineers. They like to climb everything. So you get them climbing posts. Get them. They have condos and things that they can climb. Cats love them, and they gravitate towards them when you get them. I was wondering about that, and we put one in our home a while back, and the cats are all over them. So I think that's great. You can put deterrents on the screens. I mean, double-sided tape, they don't like that texture, of course. Citrus, they don't like the smell. You can spray a citrus on those screens. But I would recommend trying to get something, even put a scratching post near the screen so that they can do that. And then reward that positive behavior. because cats learn very quickly as well. And but that's what I would try. I'd try those cat condos that they have where they can cat trees that they can climb instead.
Well, it looks like after a really dry spell, we're going to get a little rain today. Is it raining up north yet?
It is. Actually, it was thundering. It was. We're hearing some thunder here just a little bit ago, and it's still raining.
All right, Doc, always appreciate our conversations. We'll talk to you next Thursday. Here we go.
All right. Have a great
You too. Dr. Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. We have a link to animalgeneral.net at kdkradio.com.
I'm David Balarado. A 9-year-old girl found dead following a lengthy search for her yesterday in Fayette County. The adoptive mother now facing charges.
What a tragedy. At first, there was hope they would be able to find her, and then state police reported that they had discovered her. And we'll get details, I'm sure, coming up later today.
Some old Rite Aid stores are coming back to life as Giant Eagle Pharmacy locations, including up in Mount Washington, and that's making this guy happy.
And it'll be, handier for most people to get to. One time Mount Washington had 6 pharmacies, and now we're down to 1, so we definitely need this one.
That is Chuck Wise, resident of Mount Washington. Yeah, imagine having access to 6 pharmacies, now only 1, so this will help. And that's part of what Giant Eagle's been able to do when they took over the customers who were using the Rite Aids and then making this additional deal with Mark Cuban. They're on the march.
Well, of course, it's a lot of neighborhoods, too, where there's all those abandoned stores
right.
that they don't know what to do with. And then, do you feel like this guy?
That kind of money, I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. But I'm going to enjoy the money. If they come out, I'm going to enjoy it.
He's somebody who's waiting to get some his hands on some Powerball money, and that jackpot just keeps on growing to $1.7 billion is the latest figure after there was yet another drawing without a winner last night.
Yeah, the cash out is $770 million. So that's a pretty good number. And I often laugh when after one of these big jackpots is then won, then you go back and it's like, it's only $20
million. Right.
I'm not going to get a ticket, am I? No. Thank you, David. Speaking of money.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.